Welcome to the God Show at US Daily. Folks, a tradition walked into this arena tonight, and the booking committee is losing its mind. They wrote him off. They said he was too old, too abstract, too many centuries without a title shot. But tonight, stoicism. Yes, stoicism. Looks at one fantasy league, standings page, and delivers the kind of verdict that empties a room. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. The scorecard is not what you think it is.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, is it embarrassing that I'm better at my fantasy league than my actual job or just honest information? Say yes, it's embarrassing. And you walk straight into a performance review you've been avoiding for years. Say no, it's just data. And you're holding a confession about your own attention that you'll eventually have to do something with, either road lead somewhere. So, better at the fantasy league than the actual job. Embarrassing or honest? Stoicism comes in like a disappointed parent who already knew. It says you have two ledgers open and you are booking your debits as assets. The fantasy wins, other men's injuries, a waiver wire decision you made while half watching TV. Those aren't yours to claim. But the half-present hours at the actual job? That debt is yours entirely. Stoicism is not here to make you feel better about the draft board. It's here to tell you you've confused the currency.
Existentialism just kicked the door open on that. It wants to know who decided the job was the real one. Your mortgage? LinkedIn? Because the fantasy league is apparently where you actually show up. Each tracking variables, feeling competent, arriving fully. Existentialism says you built the scorecard that fits your hand. That's not a flaw, that's evidence of something.
And that's exactly where these two traditions actually fight. Stoicism says your fantasy wins don't belong to you. Luck and other people's hamstrings made that happen. Existentialism says the competence itself is real, wherever it shows up. One tradition is auditing you. The other is asking who hired the auditor. That disagreement matters because it changes what you're supposed to do next. Either fix the job or interrogate the framing of the job.
Taoism steps in here and it's almost irritating in how calm it is. It says the work you force isn't your work. The fantasy league, the part where something moves through you clean and easy, that's the uncarved block showing you its grain. Your job is the off-center axle. All noise, all friction, all evidence of trying too hard at the wrong thing. It's not telling you to quit. It's telling you which direction the wood splits naturally.
The pop culture oracle went to the airport. And actually, that's where today's question lives. Think about Casablanca. The ending. Humphrey Bogart at the tarmac, putting Ilsa on the plane. He loves her. She's leaving. And he says, "The problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this world." Except that is a lie, and the whole movie proves it. Because he spent the entire runtime being most alive when she was in the room. Your fantasy league is the thing in the room. The job is the hill of beans speech you deliver to yourself before the work week starts. Judaism puts it plainly. The box score never looks back at you, your colleague's face does. Sufism says it differently. Your full thirst arrived somewhere, and that arrival is a confession. Both are saying pay attention to what you actually showed up for. If you're the person who submitted this question, the one sitting at an airport gate on a long delay, spreadsheet open, already knowing which tab you're actually happy to be in, the traditions aren't calling you lazy. They're asking what you're going to do with the information you just handed yourself.
Welcome back to the arena floor. And stoicism is still standing in the middle of it, holding the ledger, waiting for you to stop celebrating the dividend. The fantasy season ends in January. The question does not. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. And if tonight's question found you somewhere embarrassing and accurate, there is a whole tradition community over at TheGodShow.us where you can ask your own and find out exactly which belief system has been quietly describing your attention this whole time. The Godshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Stoicism has left the arena. The waiver wire closes when the roster locks. And your attention has already voted. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.